Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, this just got really interesting. There are multiple reports out now.
Now the dominoes are falling.
That the Kansas City Chiefs brass will be in Topeka on Monday. They will meet with state leaders. And shortly after that meeting, if all goes as planned, they will announce, the Kansas City Chiefs will announce that they are moving to the state of Kansas.
Ah, hell.
Bob Fesco from 96.5 The Fan joining us on the KMZ Hotline. Bob, good afternoon.
Hello, Dana and Parks. How are you folks
Other than World Series titles and Super Bowl wins, this may be one of the biggest sports stories in Kansas City history.
I think it is the biggest sports story in Kansas City history. And it's one of those things where I hate to be that guy who said, I told you so,
yep,
but I kind of told you so. And I know I've got the receipts. It was February 26, 2004 I told you so. No, and the reason I remember that is because I was coming back from a trip to Arizona that year at the beginning of spring training, and I was flying back on a plane, and I got a phone call that day. And I remember taking that phone call. I'm like, I'm getting ready to take off. What's going on? And the person said to me at that point in time, just so you know, if KC Mo and Jackson County vote no on this upcoming April vote for renovating Arrowhead and building a new K, there will be other municipalities out there ready to pounce. And that's what I said on February 26, 2004. I was the village idiot. I was a moron. No way they could go to Kansas. All this nonsense, fear mongering. And look, here we sit, you know, how many months later it is, you know, almost 2 years later. And it looks like both teams are going to be making that announcement sooner rather than later that they're both moving to the state of Kansas. The Royals are still, from what I understand, in negotiations with the Jay to finalize things over there. The Chiefs, they've got everything apparently buttoned up. I heard the Chiefs wanted to announce today that they were going
wait,
to the
Bob,
state of
we,
Kansas.
Wait, Bob, wait, back up. We wanted to focus on the Chiefs this hour, and that we will certainly do.
Yeah.
Are you reporting? Are you reporting that the state of Missouri could very well, in fact, lose both teams?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt the state of Missouri will lose both of these teams. And Lockton, too. I told people about Lockton back in May. I was the village idiot, you know? And this is what happens when you have good leadership in one place and bad leadership in another place. And we saw the bad leadership in Jackson County voted out. I still think Mayor L did a lot of things to kind of not help the vote get passed for the downtown stadium. And so, you know, here we sit. I mean, it is. I mean, look, the Royals, I thought for sure the Royals were going to get to announce first that they were moving to the Sprint campus, or with the land swap with Black and Veatch that I've been talking about this week. If something, you know, doesn't go exactly right there at Sprint campus, there's a plan in place to do a land swap with Black and Veatch, and Black and Veatch will just build their headquarters at the Sprint campus, and the Royals will build their stadium where Black and Veatch stands right now.
Bob,
so there's a lot of activity going on.
Let's get back to the Chiefs first,
sure,
because that's what's
yeah,
right in front of us on Monday.
Yeah,
what type types of I's need to be dotted and T's to be crossed on Monday for this to come to fruition for the announcement on Monday?
I just think everybody in the same room making sure they agree on everything. The LCC, which is basically, let's call it the approval board for all of this, right, still has to, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's and hit the hammer on the table and sign their names, you know, that everything is a good to go for the Starbond district. That's essentially what they're going to approve, is that Starbond district for the Royals, for the Chiefs, whoever decides to accept the Starbond funds. The Kansas LCC has to approve that. That meeting is scheduled for Monday. That's been on the books for about 2 or 3 weeks now, I think, is when that meeting was scheduled. They obviously have the year-end deadline that everybody kind of wants to get, you know, going, and everybody wants their peace of mind, you know, because of that. But the LCC is the board that has to approve the final approval, if you will, of the Starbond district. That is expected to be done on Monday. I was told the Royals even wanted to announce this week. They're still in negotiations with the Jay, even with that, you know, meeting coming up on Monday. Most people believe, everybody for the most part that matters believes, that it's just a formality on Monday and everything will be signed. But as we know how this thing has gone on for the last 2 years, nobody is definitive until it's definitive.
So, Bob, if everything goes as these high-level execs want it to go, would the Chiefs move to the Legends Complex?
Well, the Chiefs are moving to the stadium. All right, let's start there. The stadium, from what I understand, will be in Wyandotte County. I was told by a very, very, very close source to all of this that the Chiefs have 5 different plots of land that they could have moved to in the state of Kansas, right? So they've got land over there already acquired in Wyandotte County. The other part that's going to be added into this that I think people will really appreciate is the practice facility. And last week they were in meetings with the city of Shawnee, and the folks in the city of Shawnee had to sign NDAs and all that kind of stuff. But they've also been meeting with the city of Olathe and the Olathe School District about going into business with the Olathe School District. And Olathe has what they call the 21st Century Program. I know because my kids are in the Olathe District. And in the 21st Century Program, they allow you to pick what you want to be when you grow up. So say you wanted to be an athletic trainer and you're in the Olathe School District. I don't know which high school it is that offers athletic training. Let's just say it's Olathe North offers the athletic training program. You would go to Olathe North. If the Chiefs were to get into this deal with the school district of Olathe, the kids that want to be athletic trainers will be working at the Chiefs practice facility and getting real-world experience working with NFL players on their resume. And so that's one of the cool things that they're talking about potentially doing if they were to go in business with Olathe. But now that Shawnee's in the mix as well, maybe they're going to build their practice facility.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Shawnee, I don't know the dynamic of the practice facility and where it will be, but what I do know is if you build your stadium in Kansas, your practice facility has to be in Kansas as well. Just like if you were going to renovate in Missouri, your practice facility had to be in Missouri, which is smart by the states to do that.
But,
you know?
But Bob, you said that the Chiefs had acquired 5 separate plots of land in Wyandotte County. Are they all in western Wyandotte County by the Legends?
I don't know exactly where they are. I have to assume they are over there where all, you know, the land is. And this isn't land that they just went out and bought yesterday. I mean, this is stuff, you know, from what I've been told that they've had for a while, you know, out there in Wyandotte County.
Bob, what does it say to you that apparently the Chiefs are going to attend this meeting Monday in Topeka, but the Royals are not? Why split?
Well, the Royals. Yeah, well, the Royal, because, well, first of all, they want to do things separately.
Yeah.
That's why they, you know, they've been wanting to separate for quite some time now. But the Royals, from what I understand, and from the people that I've talked to, are still trying to finalize negotiations with the Jay and tie up loose ends before they're ready to officially make that announcement, you know, with the state of Kansas. And so from what I understand, again, the Chiefs, they're done with their stuff, right? They got nothing else to do. So you want to kind of jump it before the holiday break. You know, when everybody's going to be off and nobody's paying attention. That's why this week sure seemed like the right week to do it. But, you know, again, you got to tie up those loose ends and figure things out. You don't want to jump the gun and say, hey, we're coming, and then not. And so there's still stuff that they're still working out.
But,
you know,
you believe both and, you believe both announcements are imminent.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely believe both announcements are imminent. Yeah, I mean, I would be totally stunned if all of a sudden we heard that the Royals were going back, you know, to Jackson County. I mean, you know how that relationship kind of deteriorated after that vote in Jackson County. And, you know, Mrs. Sherman and her Facebook post talking about Jackson County and how bad it was and, you know, whatnot. And really, there's been no leadership. The other thing, too, that I think people, you know, sometimes overlook is that if anybody's doing anything in the state of Missouri, it's going to require a vote of the people. And the Chiefs were talking about a half-cent sales tax to be added on. They thought that would pass, but after the first one failed, do you really want to leave it up to the vote of the people again and take that chance of passing up a new stadium? And I don't want to call it free money in the state of Kansas because no money is free, but you don't have to go to a vote of the people. And there's no tax on the people in the state of Kansas. It ends up being a user tax. So if you dine at the new stadium or buy something at the new stadium, whatever the case may be in the village and all that stuff that's associated with the Star Bond area, then yes, you're contributing to help pay for that, but it's not a direct tax on you where if you go to, you know, the grocery store or you go to the clothing store, there's a 3/8 cent sales tax on everybody. In the state of Kansas, it ends up being a user tax, so to speak, that if you use that Star Bond district, well, then you're going to pay for it. But if you don't use it, well, then you're not going to pay for it.
Quickly and lastly, Bob, we know you got other things to do and other interviews to conduct. If the Chiefs and the Royals in the next 7 to 10 days both mm-hmm. announce that they are leaving Kansas City, Missouri, and moving over to the Kansas side of the state line, whether it's Wyandotte County for the Chiefs, Overland Park potentially for the Royals, what an embarrassment this would have to be for Kansas City, Missouri.
Well, I totally agree, but that's the fault of leadership again, man. Like, leadership matters in everything, whether it's a school, whether it's an office, whether it's a sports team, whether it's your family. Strong leaders matter. Leadership matters. And Kansas just kind of handled this thing. You never heard any. Have you not heard one thing from Overland Park? Except for Mayor Skoog the other day basically telling you in his letter, yeah, the Royals are coming, without telling you that the Royals are coming. You've not heard one thing from Johnson County. You've not heard one thing from Wyandotte County. You've not heard one thing out of Topeka, Kansas. Nobody's saying anything. That's because leadership took over. They all shut up. Everybody kept quiet. Everybody did their thing. And they got these deals done. And that's what happens when you have good leadership. The people who you hear complaining, Leawood, they have no say in anything. So I don't know why they're squawking. Right. And then, you know, you heard Jackson County people complain about stuff, you know, and whatnot. The people who aren't saying a word are Wyandotte County, Johnson County, Overland Park, Shawnee, Olathe, all the places that we pretty much figure that these teams are going. They're the ones that aren't saying anything.
Bob Fesco from 96.5 The Fan every morning. Do appreciate your time. Thank you much, man.
Of course. Love you both. Talk to you soon.
Love you too, brother. Be well.
30 minutes
wow,
ago.
From the wow. Wow.
Kansas Department of Commerce on their Facebook page. We are aware that there are media reports circulating regarding an LCC meeting on Monday. The state of Kansas is in active discussions with the Kansas City Chiefs about the prospects of building a new stadium and other facilities in the state of Kansas. No final agreements have been reached.
Yeah, because it's not Monday.
But this would be a massive economic win for Kansas and benefit Kansans for generations to come.
Read between the lines on that.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
We are aggressively pursuing this opportunity.
Now listen.
We got to get to
break. I thought there'd be one. I thought Missouri would lose one.
Hold on. Hold on to your thoughts. We are way late on the
My
break.
My goodness.
Get in now, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like Kansas. It looks like Kansas is about to get both the Chiefs and the Royals as of next week. 913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.